Paul tells the Philippians, in Philippians, the third chapter, he tells them, to the church in Philippi, he tells them, don't keep remembering your past. If you keep remembering your past, you'll stuck in your past. And you will keep doing the same things again and again, and you will not discover the time and season that God has for you every time that you move forward. Does that make sense? That's right. Okay? So that's my latest scripture. Thank you. Your husband is a preacher now, okay? A preacher. Gopi, good to see you, Gopi. Huh? Bring him more often. Okay? And this is what Paul tells the Philippians. And this is what I want to tell you this morning. If you keep remembering your past, you know, past, either you regret your past, or you repent your past, or you rejoice your past. Does that make sense? If you regret, you're going to live in your past. If you repent, you're going to move forward. If you rejoice, there's an encouragement for you to go forward. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. So I'd like you to turn with me right now to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, we're going to look at verse 13 and 14. 13 and 14. 13 and 14. There is no hope in the past. There is no future in the past. There is no vision in the past. Past is just an information, either to inspire you or to move on. Can somebody say amen, please? Now let me just turn your attention to Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Let me drink some water. My throat hasn't been good. We just launched our second bilingual church in Taman Daya yesterday. Okay? Huh? The third one. No, second one for this year. Second. Second one. Okay? And we are trusting God for a great harvest. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't it wonderful? Right? For Christmas banquet, please book tables for your non-saved friends. Don't just book tables for yourself and come and eat. We want you to come and eat, but bring non-believers. And these tables are all highly subsidized by the church. So that please come, bring non-believers. I'd like you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. Yesterday, I heard Pastor Jonathan preached on releasing the past, leaving the past. On Tuesday, this messages will be on our website. Please make sure you listen to them. Now let me read. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have understood, or I've not come to a place to understand everything that has happened, okay, in our past, right? And it goes on to say, but one thing I do. Everybody say one thing. Hanya satu. One thing I do. Forgetting. Everybody say forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind. Behind means at the back. Okay? Cry. There's a chorus we always sing. The cross before me and the world, the past behind me. Reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Reaching forward to those things that are ahead. God is a God of time and season. As in Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 and to 22, God doesn't change, but God's time and season keep changing. God's time and season revolves around the plan and the purpose that he has for you before he sees you in heaven. Can somebody say amen, please? Come on, somebody shout amen. And then Paul tells us, I press. Everybody say press. I press towards the goal, to press towards a goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And this upward call is not just your eternal life. It's not just your abundant life. It is God's very progressive plan in your life. From faith to faith. From breakthrough to breakthrough. Paul told the Philippians, if you keep remembering your past, you will be stuck in your past. You will be very oblivious towards the plan and the purpose that God has for you. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call means next year your life will be better than this year. Next year you'll be stronger than this year. Next year your faith will be much more renewed than this year. Next year you'll be healthier than this year. Next year you'll be more joyful than this year. Come on. Every doubting Thomas say amen. That's right. This is the progressive will of God. Yeah, progressive will of God. Upward call. From faith to faith, from breakthrough to breakthrough. The world can go through what they want to go through, but the church has to go through what the Word of God has for them. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen. We have 36, Dorothy, afterwards I want to see you. Now, we have 36 days. To 2024, 36 days, not too late to set yourself right before God, not too late to become a man and woman of faith, expecting God to do things even greater than what you have experienced this year, not too late to lay down some of your weaknesses, to lay down some of your besetting sin and repent and get restored. Can somebody say amen, please? 36 days to go before 2024. I entitle this short message this morning, Letting Go the Past Effectively. Letting go the past effectively. Say effectively, not casually. Effectively letting go your past effectively. How about to leave behind? I always say this, a good future. Listen to this. A good past is an enemy to a best future. Your bad past is an enemy to your good future. And I want to say this. Prophetically, to no matter what you have gone through, I say this prophetically, no matter what the world is going through, I say this prophetically, your better days are ahead of you. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Your better days. You know, God's plan, God's time and season doesn't get old together with us. It is renewed day by day. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now look at me. What does God look at your past? What is God's mindset or perspective towards your past? Some of us feel sad about our past. Some of us feel guilty about our past. Some of us may feel condemned. Some of us may feel shameful. Some of us may feel defeated. But how does God look at your past? Come on, how does God look at your past? Ivy, how does God look at your past? Let's ask Ivy. Your father is not here, say louder. Where's your father?
He's still hopeful.
That's right, still hopeful. About your past. What does God think about your past? What do you think? back hopeful in the past.
Is an opportunity for him to move greatly.
Not there. Not there yet. Huh? Say again? That's right. He remembers our good things, but he forgets our wrong things. He reminds us of our good thing so that we can be inspired. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Now let's look at a scripture. Turn with me. This is what Francis said just now. Francis Chong at the back. Isaiah 43. Huh? James, Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19. Are you okay? Did you fight with this morning? Okay. Isaiah 43. Huh? Amy, you did. Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19. Come on. No matter how painful it is, no matter how tormenting it is, no matter how humiliating it is, this is God's perspective towards your past. You know what he says? Do not remember the former things. Everybody say, do not remember the former things. God, give me a divine forgetfulness over the bad past. Okay? My defeats and failures. Do not remember, brethren. You can sleep at night. Are you sleeping now? You can sleep, right? Okay, right. Okay. You look at me like, go home and sleep, okay? Now, Isaiah 43, friend. Isaiah 43 verse 18. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of the old. Do not be stuck in your past. Do not be stuck in your past. No matter how painful, no matter how delightful, no matter how exciting, we need to move on. Say, move on. And then look, this is how God looks at your past. For I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. He's not going to use your past as a reference. But I will do a new thing. Now, I always say this. 不是 明天, 今天. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? And then he goes on to say, I, the Lord, will make a way in the wilderness and bring forth rivers in the desert. In other words, the Lord says, those things that has been impossible, those things that has been a blockage, those things that has been a headache, those things that have been a hiccup, those things has been a storm, those things that has been a challenge, I will break through them and I'll cause it to become a reality. Put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. The mic is a bit sharp. Are you here with me? That's how God looks at your past. Hey, what about those things that are not done? Unfinished task. I'll tell you what the Bible says. Isaiah 42, verse 9. We're sitting here, Captain, these things are not done. That things are done. You know what? A day past is a day gone. You know what the Bible tells us? Ben, sit with your mom. Where's your mom? Says, sit next to your mom. Ah, okay, right. You know what? Isaiah 42 verse 9 says this. God's perspective towards your past. Behold. Everybody say, behold. Come on, behold. Look. Behold. Huh, sister? Behold. The former things have come to pass. Huh? The former things have come to pass. Whether you like it or you don't like it, whether it's over, whether it's not over, the former season is over. The former season is over. And new things. Come on, somebody sit with her. Come on. Somebody sit next to her. Cindy. Okay. Now, new things I declare. Come on, say new things. Look at this. New things I declare again, new things, new opportunities, new breakthroughs, new miracles, new things I declare. And before they spring forth, I'll speak to you. That's why it is important that you enter into 2024 spiritually before you enter physically. That means you already know what is God wanting to do in our lives. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Those at the back, just wave your hand to me, please. Okay, you're listening to me. We miss Pearly. Where's Pearly? No, not this Pearly. This one I saw. Prasan, no? Pearly, working out. Oh, not well. Wear the mask and come. Learn next time. Very clever to wear mask and come. Hey, sorry, learn from doctor. I'm talking about okay, purpose. Look at me, please. What is the purpose of this message? What is the purpose? Where are we going from here? So that this will not just be a rhetorical preaching, but this will be practical for you. It'll be relevant for you that you can take something from here and go back and live it. The purpose of this message, unless... This is the purpose. Unless you have a changed mind, renewed mind, changed mind. I don't want to use the word renew because sometimes the word renew can become so spiritual that we depend so much on the Holy Spirit to change our mind. No. God cannot change your mind. You have to change your mind. Once you change your mind, then God uses the Holy Spirit to renew your mind. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Okay? It's a purpose. Unless you have a changed mind, you cannot know the time and season of God for 2024. Unless you have a changed mind, you cannot know the plan and the purpose of God for you in 2024. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? That's why, look at me. If your mind is not changed, you will not know the time and season of God. Are you here with me? That's why Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. For your ways are not my ways. Are you here with me? This is especially for people who don't have a changed mind. And it says here, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high, say high. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the plan, the purpose, and the season, and the time that God has for you as you enter into 2024. Put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Amen. Are you here with me? Therefore, we want our mind to be changed. Say change. And I want to stick to this. Everybody say, change of mind. You know, very quickly, in the remaining time, before I serve communion, I like to sing this chorus, Onward Christian Soldier. That's a hymn. You don't know this? Come on. Okay, my wife will know. Want to sing? Okay, they don't want to sing. See how unavailable they are in the ministry. Okay. Again.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on before. Eyes of Jesus, going on before. Onward, Christian soldiers,
come on, everybody.
Marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war.
Come on, put your hands together.
With the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. Well then, Christian soldiers, on to victory.
Come on, onward.
Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Our Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Whoa. See, he can be a backup singer. They don't want to use him, no? Oh, he's okay. Okay, very quickly, in the remaining time that we have, I'd like to share with you seven, everybody says seven, seven dynamic cornerstones to our changed mind. Huh, Brother Raja? You understand? Seven cornerstones of dynamic cornerstones to a changed mind. Shirley? Change mind. Say change mind. Seven powerful dynamic cornerstones. As you enter into 2024, you need to embrace this. Say, embrace this. Any one of this can fit into you. Number one, the first thing is, are you with me? Come on, are you with me? No matter how your past has been, take a joyful stand. Everybody say, take a joyful stand. Take a joyful stand for each day of your life. Each day. Like David declared in Psalms 118 and verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, somebody say amen, please. As Christians, each day carries the powerful potential blessings of God. Come on, there's no such thing as Monday blues and Saturday fever. Are you here with me? For every day is a design of God in your life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now look at Psalms. If you don't believe this, look at Psalms 37, verse 18 and 19. What does the Lord say? The days of the upright are in the hands of the Lord. The Lord knows the days of the upright. The Lord knows the days of the upright. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The days of the upright are known by the Lord. And their inheritance is forever. Forever. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse, especially during this time. They shall not be ashamed in evil time. The days are getting more evil. And in the days of famine, they will be satisfied. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So therefore, we don't have good days and worse days. We only have good days. Come on, are you here with me? So every morning when you wake up, declare this. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Doesn't matter what your mood is swinging to. No matter what your feeling is singing to. No matter what your head is headache about. Every day is a gift from God. Put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. And I can give you 1,000 scriptures. Start the day properly, you'll end the day properly. Start the day properly, you'll end the year properly. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't this wonderful? You know, you have to intentionally open your mouth and speak the goodness of God for that day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The full time staffs like Monday, because Monday is their off day. But the people who are working outside hate Monday. Monday is the beginning of the working day. No matter what your attitude towards the day is, God is the author of your day. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Number two, very quickly, number two. Always have a miracle mindset. Say miracle mindset. We live in a world of impossibilities. We live in a world where people are relying so much on the natural, there is no room for supernatural. Are you here with me? People rely on their faith, F-A-T, more than the power of God. Are you here with me? And you and I are the children of God. And you and I have an access to the miracles of God, the power of God. And Jesus said in Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at the people and he said, "These things are impossible with man, but with God all things are possible." That gives me hope. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then in Mark 9:23, Jesus said, "If you can, to them that believes, all things are possible." Come on, somebody say amen, please. A miracle mindset will usher the very power and the plan of God into your life. Yesterday, I was ministering to this lady. Now, she's 60 over years old. And she told me, young Christian in Tamandayam. You know, I was ministering to her. She said, "Pastor," she told me in Tamil, "Pastor, my both kidneys are gone. I'm a dialysis patient. But you know what? She looks so healthy." You know why? As I was listening to her, she said, "Every day after I accepted Jesus, every day when I wake up, I know someday God will do a miracle. While I'm waiting for the miracle, every day I joyfully go and do my dialysis." And she looks healthy, such a joyful person. That's the attitude we must have. "I've not got my miracle. I've not got my breakthrough. I've not got what I've asked God for." But don't let those things influence your attitude towards God. Let us be joyful. One day, if God doesn't come through today, if God doesn't come through tomorrow, one day God will come through for you. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus a glory. He will cross your path. He will cross your path. 12 long years, this lady had blood issue. 12 long years. Hopeless, hurting, haunted by the spirit of death. Hinted, Mark, the 5th chapter, verse 25, right up to 34. You know what? One day, Michael and Jane, one day the Lord crossed a path. One day Jesus crossed a path. And she was completely healed. And I declare prophetically, as you fix your eyes on God, one day the Lord will cross your path. One day the Lord will give you the miracle that you've been asking for. One day the Lord will give you that breakthrough. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our miracles. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Don't be sucked into the naturality. You know what's my prayer? God, give me anointing not only to raise the dead. Give me the anointing to pray for cancer. I want to see cancer heal. I don't want to see cancer survive. I want to see cancer heal. That's my prayer. You know, I had an opportunity raising up 2 children and 1 adult from the dead. You know, I don't need to announce all that. Okay? I'm not traveling evangelists all over the world. Carry the people who are dead, and you know. But I'm praying this prayer. One day, I want to raise Abdullah bin Abdullah from the dead. Nobody can debate that miracle. Abdullah bin Abdullah, when he's raised, everybody will know that Jesus is the God of resurrection. And my prayer is the church will be a place where people will come to get healed of their cancer. Come on. Look at me, everybody. And this is what we want. We want people to be healed. Enough of cancer killing the people. Enough. Right, doctor? We need the oncologists more than the oncologists. We need the miracle workers. Glory to God. Are you here with me? Very soon, I'll be training a team of people to minister healing and deliverance. I'm going to do that. Serious. And we're going to just invade our society with the power of God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Number two, you need to have a miracle mindset. You know, say miracle mindset. Number three, you must be willing, say willing, to accept the challenge and move forward despite all your obstacles. Accept the challenge and move forward in spite of all the challenges. And declare Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The key word there is through Christ Jesus. You cannot, he can. You are helpless, but he's helpful. You're hopeless, but he's hopeful. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I'm willing to accept the challenges, and I'm willing to move forward in life, and I don't want to be a scaredy cat. I don't want to be a cotton candy. I don't want to be a jelly bean, and I want to be strong, and I want to overcome these things. And I could do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And I want to stick to the conclusion of the matter. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. He who has started a good work in you will finish it in the days of the Lord. Being confident of these things, he who has started a good work in me will finish it in the days of the Lord. Put your hands together, give Jesus a glory. Number four. Are you still with me? Number four. There's a fourth dynamic cornerstone of a changed mind. In everything, give thanks. Let's have an attitude of gratitude. Let's stop complaining. Complaining doesn't belong to the people of God. Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 14, do all things without complaining and without contention. What's the opposite? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Attitude of gratitude. Everybody say attitude of gratitude. If you are sitting here and if you are a complainer, I tell you, complain will disciple you. But if you are a person who's thanksgiving, miracles and breakthroughs will disciple you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Is that wonderful? Come on, is that wonderful? Number four, number five. Constantly putting on the mind of Christ. Change your thoughts. Don't sit there and ask God to change your thoughts. He will not. He gave us the freedom to think both good and evil. If you choose to think evil, then you will have evil life. But if you choose to think good, you put on the mind of Christ. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. What do I mean? Am I asking you to remember scriptures like me? No. Basic things, elementary principle of your life. Look at this. Paul tells, finally, brethren, whatever things are true. Whatever things are true. What's the opposite? Don't think about it. Whatever things are the true. Whatever things that are noble. What's the opposite? Don't think of it. Whatever things are just, what's opposite? Don't think of it. Whatever things are pure, what's opposite? Don't think of it. Whatever things that are lovely, what is the opposite? Don't think of it. Whatever things that are of good report, don't think about the evil report. Are you here with me? You know, don't be a BBC, okay? Big mouth broadcast. Now, then it says here, if there's any virtue, I look at crystalline, 99%, everything is not good, but 1% is good. 1% is good. I capitalize on that 1%. I major in that 1%. Are you here with me? That way I build her. That way I build myself. Now, she's good. Of course, she's a good girl. Now, look at this way. If there's any virtue, such here, such there, everywhere, cannot find anything, cannot find, and finally find something. If there's any virtue, hey, hello, what into the scripture? If there's any virtue, God, okay, if there's anything praiseworthy, testimony, praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Come on, look at me. When you do that, you give the Holy Spirit a freedom to renew your mind. You give the Holy Spirit the freedom to sanctify your mind. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Is that wonderful? Come on, don't sit there and think about evil things and feel guilty and ask God to change until cows come home. You cannot change. It'll still remain. You have to change. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then number six, I'm going to close. Number six, constantly. Say constantly. Emmanuel, you need this. Huh? Navi, you need this. Okay, constantly. Not occasionally. Constantly meditate on God's word. This is the key to your breakthrough. Jubin and Mary, this is the breakthrough. You know, friends, reading the word has got its benefit. Remembering the word has got its benefit. But meditating has a greater benefit. I tell you, it changes you around. Seriously. It pulls you out from your pit and take you out of the horrible pit and the miry clay. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Hear this. You know what it says? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who does not stand in the path of a sinner. Blessed is the man who does not sit at the seat of a scornful. But his delight is to meditate on God's word day and night. Say day and night. Come on, say day and night. How many of you are sick in the body? You have to take medicine in the morning, medicine in the afternoon, medicine in the afternoon, night. Together with the medicine, meditate on the word. Soon, you will be a gospel person and not a pill person. Are you here with me? You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and its leaves will not wither. Look at this. Planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in season. God's time and season. Look at that. And it goes on to say, whose leaf will not wither, and whatever. I like this, church. I want you to be prosperous. I want you to have breakthrough. I want you to do well. Whatever you do, study, work, and raise a baby, children, whatever you do, you'll prosper. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. And I close right now. Seven. Can I have the musicians to go up? Putting on. Don't look at them. Look at me. Why are you looking at them? Sorry now. Why are you looking at them? I'm here. You wear a nice necklace right here. Don't let it pull it down. Pull you down. Quite heavy. You know, friends, look at me, please. Malini, you are jealous, huh? Jealousy. Australia, they don't have. Australia, everything is expensive, you know? Okay, now finally, number seven. This is important. This will bring the grace of God to your life. You know what's the grace of God? The unmerited favor of God to the ill-deserving and the undeserving. Today, I'm surviving is because of the grace of God. Are you here with me? Now, finally, number seven. Always put on the mind of humility. If people overtake on your wrong side, Wilfred, don't become a monster on the road. Monster. I've seen him being a monster. Okay? Now, seriously. No, not you. Okay. Of course you have done. Okay? Put on the mind of humility. Always humble yourself. Always take the high road. To say sorry is much more better than to receive sorry. Okay, put on humility. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:5, God resists the proud and just abundantly gives grace to the humble. And I want you to be people of humility. Seven dynamic cornerstones that will change your mind. Stand to your feet, please. Let's prepare for communion. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shadaraba Siddhiyandam. Hikandaraba Siddhiyantaradaram. Rata Sadadaraba Sunday. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you.
The goodness of God. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness.
Come on, let's sing it. Hallelujah.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing all the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendering now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendering now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just pray for each one of us. As we leave this place, help us to change our mind. All over this place, help us to change our mind. Help us, Lord. Enable us to change our mind. All over this place, I'm going to put on the mind of Christ. And I'm going to be a man with a changed mindset as I enter into 2024. Those that I cannot forgive, I'm going to forgive. Those that I cannot accept, I'm going to ask God's grace. Those things that are bothering my mind, I'm going to surrender it to God. Can we do that right now? Every one of us have got past that we don't want. And we want to surrender it to God all over this place so that God can heal us. You know, as I was preaching this message, the Lord told me right from the beginning that I'm healing minds. I'm healing minds. God's healing our mind. Can we allow the Lord to heal our mind? When I walk out of this place, I'm going to walk out with a mind that's surrendered to God. A mind that's surrendered totally to God. No matter what I've gone through, no matter what my mind says, I'm going to surrender them to God. And I'm going to enter into 2024 with a change mindset. Can you do that all over this place? Let the Holy Spirit just begin to minister to us. Release relationships that you need to release. Release forgiveness that you need to release. Release bitterness that you need to release. Release guilt, condemnation, whatever. Can you release it to the Lord? Just release it to the Lord. Just release it to the Lord. Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be changed in your mind, that you may know what is the good and perfect, acceptable will of God. Father, this is my prayer for this precious people this morning, that they will enter into 2024 knowing what you have for them and what you want them to do. That we will not just enter buta-buta, but we'll have a clear direction, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All my life you have been.
Can you unpack your communion, please?
All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we hold the cup and the bread in our hands. The cup that signifies the new covenant that you made for us. The bread that signifies your body that was broken for us. Today, as we come and partake of this communion, Lord, we ask you one thing. Help us to change our mind, dear Father. Help us to change our mind. Bless the cup and the bread. Let it be an honor and reverence to you and a blessing to each one of us. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, can you say this prayer together with me? Lord Jesus, today we surrender our lives totally to you. Come into our hearts. Come into our mind. Change our hearts. Change our minds. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Holding the cup and the bread in your hands, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 right up to 31. The night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks to the Father, he broke the bread and he gave to the disciples and he said, this bread which is broken for you signifies my broken body. And Jesus said, as often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Come on, let's eat this bread as a healing bread.
I see grace sealed by your sacrifice. I see love reaching for me. Precious blood washes and sanctifies, healing flows, setting me free. I see grace.
Like manner, then Jesus took the cup and he gave to the disciples and he said, this cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made through my blood, the covenant of forgiveness, the covenant of new life. And Jesus said, as often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me. until my second coming. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin according to the manifold grace of God. Let's drink this cup as a family. I want you to just lift up your hands to Jesus. Wherever you are, come on. Just reach out to the Lord. Reach out to the Lord. You know, after we have Pastor Boy will be at the entrance together with Pastor Derek and other pastors. Now, this altar will be open for you to come and pray. I'll want to pray for you. And if you want to be prayed for, now, I'm going to ask Pastor Jonathan to come and close us in prayer, dismiss you with God's blessing, and those need to be prayed for, you can stay and come to the front. God bless you.
Come on, church. Why don't you lift your hands to the Lord? Father, we thank you for your presence. You are a God of our future. You are a God of miracle. You know our end from the beginning. Father, I pray for your people this morning. I declare your blessing over them. I declare your favor over them. Lord, I pray, Lord, this week they will see a miracle happening, Father. Bless your people. Keep them safe even as they dismiss from this place. I pray for, Father, your presence to go before them. Bless their family, their property, their job, their businesses. Father, we release your grace over them, Lord. Bless your people. Bless this fellowship. In Jesus' name I ask and I pray. And everybody say, amen. God bless you, church. With this, the service is dismissed.